a Good Day program on the air. What sort of projects are you working on today? Richie, what projects are you working on today?
I am closing on my refinance on my house. That'll be my big project of the day.
All right, so did you get a no points, all that stuff in your...
I had to pay a point, but the rate is so good it makes it worthwhile.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You have, but the point gets financed, it gets rolled into the package, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, 3.5%. How do you say no to that?
3.5%. What were you paying before?
4.25, something like that.
Yeah, so did you figure out how many months it would take you to pay off at the savings, the point?
Just about, the point?
Yeah.
Oh, just under a year.
Huh. Well, I mean, the point isn't, unless you have a wildly expensive mortgage, and I think yours probably isn't, you got $2,000 or $3,000 is the point. Bingo, bango. That's how they make their money, though.
Mm-hmm.
In
sure.
this circumstance. But even at 3.25, when basically the prime rate is zero, the 3.25 is, there's a lot of money in it for the banks.
Absolutely.
I mean, 3.25, people say, that was my mortgage on the farm for a long time. And it was good when we put it in 6-7 years ago, whenever it was. But it's not, I mean, there are plenty of under three in the under three range. Now you can get, if you're borrowing money, it depends how much you put in as a down payment. 10%, 20%, 30%.
Yeah, if you can refi right now, it's cheap money.
Cheap. Yeah. All right. So, Roberta, what about you?
I want to get my iPad up and running. I've been sitting on this darn thing for 6 weeks now, and I get
pretty
to open
uncomfortable
the box.
After all that time, right? Huh? I'll get that out of
hatching.
Just haven't had the time to sit down and actually get the darn thing up and going.
All right, I'll tell you my experience.
What's to get up and going? You turn it on, you start using it.
No, yeah. You have to get. We've been to the Apple Store twice with mine. In order to get it, there are all kinds of finagling things.
Okay. Can I explain?
Especially if you live in an area where if it isn't on the Wi-Fi, and I don't know why it isn't.
You have Wi-Fi at your house.
I don't?
Yes,
you do.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
I have Wi-Fi, right?
Yes.
Okay, so then why?
So Doug goes to the...
I didn't finish answering the question.
No, let me explain what's going on. Because Doug's like, we can't make it work. How do I make it work? So he has me talking to Meredith, and he's like, I make it work. They're trying to listen to the show on the app, or on the Good Day app on the thing. And they can't make it work. So they go to the Apple store, and they basically tell the Apple guy, we want to listen to Doug Steffen's show on the iPad. And the guy's like, okay, what app? And they're like, I don't know, it's here or there. So it's like the guy's supposed to know exactly how Doug Steffen is streamed through the Internet and is supposed to know exactly what apps to download. And then when the guy really doesn't know what to tell them, they leave, and they're like, it doesn't work. So I told them, I said, walk back in and tell him that you're trying to make the Good Day Show app or the Tune In Radio app work on this iPad. And did you go back and do that, and did it work after that?
You talking to me?
You lost him a while ago.
No, I think what we have, the problem here that we have.
I'm walking in with an iPad and going, I want to find my friend Bob.
Right.
How do I do that?
No, I don't think that we have the in the iPad. Do we have this stuff from the Wi-Fi?
I can take a look
app?
At it. You may have to put in your the key initially so that it will recognize your Wi-Fi.
Well, didn't you do that with somebody else that made it easy? They just had a when Brandon was
Brandon,
here
yeah.
last week. But there's like 87 numbers.
Yes,
but you
and
had
letters
to do something
in there and,
that was
and everything
fast. Yeah. Well, that's the problem. It's too technical. Why does it have to be so difficult? Just, okay, push this button and it works. That's all I want. I don't want to do a lot of...
I was saying that all weekend.
Razzle, jazzle. Right. That thing doesn't work either?
No, this is fine. It's just there's so many things that should just have one button
right.
and that's
yeah, exactly,
it.
Right. And the 3G thing, if you're in an area like I am where we don't have good service, there's not good phone service, and so that almost makes this stuff inoperable. You can't... It doesn't have enough... is not enough, not memory. What am I looking for? It doesn't have enough juice, but that's not what I'm...
Oomph. We'll go with
that's
oomph.
It, yeah, right? Yeah. So, I don't have
so why oomph. Did you buy an iPad again?
Because I thought it would help me on the road.
And it has.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you're on the road and you get a Wi-Fi connection and you're in a remote location, you've been able to use it to check your email and see what's going on in the news, and it's been great.
And what was that question aimed at, Jennifer?
No, I was just wondering, because I don't know why I got one exactly. was wondering why you did.
All right, well, as a result of that impertinence, you'll go first in the Beyond Good Day story.
You know,
time.
I love my iPad, but I don't use it very much at home, so I was just wondering if you
Let's
found
it. On the road.
You are impertinent more than Roberta.
My wife is using hers.
You'll go first.
Right now, they're away, and she's using hers every single day. That's her basically her computer.
She sends you email and stuff on it?
She does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she reads a lot.
I try to use mine more at home, but I just always go to my desktop. So
I like it. We don't go sit at the desktop that much anymore.
Other than that one. All right, so that's the, where are we? Oh, Jennifer's coming up first. What are you going to, what will you
We're going to be working on the weekend, even though it's Monday. Doug.
Working on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jennifer is first, and then Richie, what do you have?
I'm going to ask whether we're all one step away from being broke.
Huh. Yes.
The answer to that is yes.
Yes. Maybe a half step.
That's the end of that conversation. Hi, Roberta, what do you have to contribute to Beyond Good Day?
Whether or not you're taking a vacation could mean whether or not you're going to die from a heart attack at a young age.
Huh?
If you don't take your vacation, you stand more at risk of dying of a heart attack, and I'm going to tell you all about that.
Really? I don't take a vacation. My heart's as strong as it could be.
You're a done deal.
You just give other people heart attacks.
That's the way it's supposed to be, right? Pass it around. All right, Richie's got his. Everybody's all set, right?
What about you,
Heather? What are you doing?
Man, I'm going to tell you about a school.
A school?
And how to buy one.
How to buy a school?
No, I've always wanted to buy a school.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Heather buys a school. Film at 11. All right, so that's the Beyond Good Day story lineup. At 13 past the hour, when it comes to your home, it is your most valuable asset for 99% of you. Some people say their car is. Depends. If you own a home, probably not. If you don't own a home and you're renting, car probably is. Right now, though, my focus is on your home. Doesn't have to be in danger. You can save your home. You can make your home foreclosure proof with the secrets that are in the new rules of home ownership. You know what this book reminds me about? Richie, do you remember when, heavens, it must have been 10, maybe it was 12 years ago, we spent a whole lot of time teaching people how to basically win in traffic court. And there was a book that was out at the time that taught people how to engage the judge, how to...
And pray the officer doesn't show up.
No, well, yeah, you can do that too. But if you haven't... You know, there were certain techniques that would always be the key to your winning when you were challenging a speeding ticket, for example. And that's what this book reminds me of that. All kinds of tools in here and tools that work, not tools that are just pie in the sky. Tools that work that will put you in the driver's seat when it comes to your home. All right, so the book is called New Rules for Home Ownership for the 21st Century, has all of the answers, chapter after chapter after chapter, plans, strategies, successful techniques to navigate through the new world of home ownership. Keep your home. Read New Rules of Home Ownership. It's at gooddayforhomeowners.com. That's G-O-O-D-D-A-Y for homeowners.com. Gooddayforhomeowners.com. Get the New Rules of Home Ownership.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with superfans Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky.
That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile while on the Sprint network. And there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or a Sprint store. End date 18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to two-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee, credit approval, and deposit. Prohibited network use and restrictions apply.
All right, Jennifer Horn here on the Good Day program. It's 17 past the hour with today's Beyond Good Day contribution.
Okay, so we just had a weekend. It's Monday. Everybody's getting back into it slowly but surely. So I have to ask you guys, what do you consider a successful weekend?
Sleep.
I do that.
That's my answer. But the Yahoo has done this new study, which is trending, about what successful people know to do on weekends. Because I guess if you think about it, there are 60 hours between Friday at 6 and Monday at 6. So even if you're sleeping for 24 hours, that leaves you 36 hours of time. And many people say that on Monday, their weekends have just slipped away. They don't know what they really did, what they got done. So here's some tips. Are you ready for doing what successful
people
do?
See, that would be my perfect weekend if I woke up on Monday morning
and didn't know what you did.
And didn't know what I did. I either had a really good time
with a beer bottle
or I slept really well, one of the two. That's awesome.
Okay, so one of the tips is to ask what you'd like to do with your time. So sit down with you, your loved ones, whoever is important to you at the moment, and put together a list of at least 100 items that you can do that are doable. So don't say, like, going to, you know, Egypt or Timbuktu. It's got to be something like trying a new hiking trail by your house or putting on a show for the for kids or whatever it is. Or you could even, like, do something like writing a love letter to your spouse. So things that you think would be fun that would make you and your loved ones happy. Put together a list. Try to do one of those things every weekend. Number two is to make a plan. So if you have things that you have to do, it's better to say, okay, this is Friday night, Saturday night. Like, kind of actually lay it out. If you just kind of ramble through the weekend, you'll feel like you won't accomplish anything. And then three is to do all the stuff that you don't want to do, your errands and your cleaning activity, in the shortest block of time possible. So pick a time like Saturday 1 to 3 and get all of that stuff done. And they say try to limit Sunday to doing as much relaxing and as much stuff that makes you happy as possible. So do your chores on Saturday.
They said that?
Yeah, well, this study said that people that are successful find that if you do it more on Saturday, you feel more relaxed come Monday.
So how do you think this ties into Roberta's view, her presentation on vacation?
Oh.
Vacations.
Mm. Hmm.
Is that a question. Cue for me to start talking, Doug?
No. No, it's just a way for people to understand what's coming up next, and they may want to stick around and get the correlative value of your focus on vacation. And if you don't take one, you're dead meat. Versus, mm-hmm. I think I just summarized. There's no reason for Roberta to even do her story now, right? If you don't take a vacation, Roberta's going to convince you you are going to be dead meat.
That's it. Gone. Done. Bye.
Finished. Yeah. All right. Where's
play
Jennifer?
The harp.
Jennifer has a more optimistic point of view.
That's right. All right. I'm trying to give you some fun in the sense of accomplishment.
Fun.
But, you know, death is okay.
Too. Fun. That could be fun depending on who's doing it. All right. The Doug Good Day program, 21 after the hour.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
I'm in constant communication here on the Good Day program with all the members of my staff. Constantly, they're updating me on the big stories of the day. And when I say big, I mean big. Roberta was happy to send me along a story of the woman who has the largest breasts in the world, size 102ZZZ.
Wow. ZZZ.
And they're not enhanced, right?
She hides rock and roll members in between them.
She's
Roberta.
It's a condition, though, right?
I hope so.
It's not like something she decided that would be a good
no,
idea.
No, she has never done any augmentation. Her breasts weigh 85 pounds.
Each.
Good Lord.
Right, name, each, you said.
Yeah, her name is
each. How does she not topple over?
Oh, got to have a pretty strong back.
Though she would have cushioning if she did, I suppose.
She says, I've never thought about having any breast reduction. Why fix something that isn't broke, she said.
Your back is going to be broke soon.
Yeah, no kidding.
I can't see anything attractive about this at all. It's just kind of gross.
But at least it's not her fault. Do you know what I mean? Like, at least it's not something she chose for herself. This is a condition that she has. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes me feel better, because sometimes you see these ladies walking around and go, really? You decided that looked good? Ew.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But then after this, you watch, you go to these things, and the posts are... Every woman in the world that says they have bigger breasts than her. So it now becomes a contest.
Hmm. Have you seen Big Ange on VH1?
All right, so let's move along.
She's a J-cup, so she doesn't win, but woo!
All right, speaking of things like that, Jennifer Horn is here. No, Jennifer.
No, Roberta's
talking
about vacation.
But I'm still here.
Remember this?
Yeah, I like Connie Francis better.
I know you.
Vacation. So how many people are taking a vacation this year? Well, believe it or not, 25% of all Americans do not take any vacation at all. And the average American worker has 14 days per year, but most only use 12 of those. And in fact, the U.S. is the only industrialized nation in the world that does not legally require workers to be provided with a set number of paid vacation days. Get that? We're the only country where you don't have the right to have paid vacation.
And that's why we're on top.
Right. No, actually, we're not on top when it comes to life expectancy.
Well, who cares about that?
Because they're finding that there is a direct correlation with whether you take a vacation to whether or not you will die from a heart attack. One study found that men, especially, who do not take annual vacations were 32% more susceptible to dying from a heart attack. And women who did not take vacations annually were 8 times more likely to develop coronary heart disease or have a heart attack. So when you compare U.S. life expectancy to European life expectancy, where the European Union says that most workers have to have 20 paid vacation days every year, guess who has a higher life expectancy? Hmm. Europe. And guess where the U.S. is in the world when it comes to life expectancy?
350 seconds.
28.
Oh.
Okay, you know what fixes this problem? What fixes the problem is having a job that you like, wanting to go to work every day, getting a charge out of the people that you work with. This is nonsense. You know, a literal translation.
I had a woman knock on my door Saturday asking for a donation or to buy a magazine subscription, and it helps her goal set. And she's grew up as a homeless teenager and wants to write a book to help other homeless teenagers. And she asked me, she's looking at me, she goes, "How are you successful?" I'm like, "Well, I'm still working on that." But I said, "Do what you love." Mm-hmm. If you do what you love, it's not a job.
But not everybody's that lucky to have a job like that.
No.
Some people just have to work.
Yeah, some people just have to work.
I know, but find something that you love, and you got to do it when you get early. Because you're right. If you're 30 and you decide to do what you love, it's hard to train.
Or you got to wait until you're much older and you're financially stable, and then you can go back and do what you love.
It gets tough then,
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky.
That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course. When it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988.
Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Just moments away, breathtaking steps away from being broke. Bet you'll deal with that in a few minutes. But first, Heather, as we go through Beyond Good Day and some of the stories that you may not have heard, but that you ought to know about, the story of a school for sale.
Well, speaking about being moments away from being broke, picture this going on eBay, right? And you see this for sale, previously owned but extremely successful public high school.
Where?
On eBay. There was an ad for that. The school itself is actually an alternative high school in just outside of Philadelphia. It's in Langhorne.
Yeah, Langhorne, PA, yep.
Exactly. It's called the Learning Center. And it's specifically there for kids who are having difficulties in regular school, if there's emotional problems or learning disabilities, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a huge deficit in the area for the entire school district, which it's like $2 million deficit. And so this father and son team kind of decided to try and raise some awareness for the school and posted an ad on eBay and starting the bid at just under $600,000. Mm. Well, it went on and on, and it gets kind of cheeky, and you get things such as the naming right of the school. Right, that seems normal. Naming right of the school. Yeah. You also get tickets for the football game.
But the school is not really for sale.
Well, they put it up there, and they were trying to generate some like good Samaritans to come up. Like, what if, for instance, Bill Gates got interested and inspired by it and wanted to donate?
But this is not a public school.
It is a public school. It is a public school, but they did post this on eBay. But the funny part about
the school
this,
committee, the town, who put it up for
they,
sale?
They
or is this
school,
a prank?
No, they did put it up. I was looking for it. I'm not finding it. It may have been taken down because there were stories that they were going to take it down.
Right.
But they were trying to generate publicity. And the funny part about it is the son, who actually did go to the school and it turned his life around, so they say. Well, he happens to be the son of a father who 10 years ago put his family up on eBay for a $5 million price.
He put his family up for
sale? His family on eBay. Whack job.
Okay. Anybody want to buy my cat?
Whack job.
His name was Steve Young. Son is Casey Young, who actually attended the school.
But Steve Young, the football player?
I was going to say.
No, this is just a 17-year-old boy. But apparently the school did wonders for him. But I thought, like, you know, it's funny, it's campy, whatever. But what a great way to try and get a word out there and get some, you know, some interest in a good cause, which is our school districts that have huge deficits. And where's the money coming from?
Well, where's the money going to that's being supplied to run them in the first place? That's another angle to this. This is kind of like earlier this morning talking about the $51 billion in overspending. The Iraqi rebuild has cost that much in corruption and graft. So what's going on in the school? It's the same thing at this time of year. Politicians who you'd like to run out of town with knives and hammers, first thing they do if there's a budget crunch, shut down the public swimming pools or shut down the public beaches. Oh, sorry, we don't have enough money to run them.
Right.
Yeah, that's the cynical way.
Park and Rec stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. So that's what I don't, you know, I'm taking your story at face value. But there's so much waste, so many people wasting so much time. There's so much government involved in just running. Hello, just teach the kids. Teach the children. Richie, did we talk last week, or I think this may have been off the air, about the mice who were injected with Elvis's DNA?
Yeah, we were chatting about that during one of the breaks.
Yeah. All right. So
Roberta, one of her kooky stories that she found, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Leave it to Roberta. All right, so speaking of...
cheese.
Hunk-a-hunk-a burning mouth.
I want a hunk-a-hunk-a burning cheese, man.
So, talking about the shiny penny.
Elvis and mice.
Well, yeah. I was just going to walk away from that. And
I was going to. I was going to try on some rather. This is an optical kind of a thing, and this is why these stories are good on the radio, because it requires you to use your imagination. We can all think, and going back to what Heather was saying, and all think about a school. We all go to your. I always go to my elementary school, which is just down at the end of the street, called Jonathan Maynard. And I went there, and my son and daughter went there, and I think the town is considering selling this building for $300,000. And there's nothing that represents education to me more than that building. So how dare you think of selling it? Do something with it that's productive. Why'd you close it in the first place? Well, they said it was too old. Too old for what? Why is it we have this mania in this country to rebuild anything that's old? Because just the inference is clear. If it's old, then therefore it's no good. We have the same attitude toward people as we do toward buildings. It's old and therefore no good, no value, no interest, which I think is fraudulent and corrupt thinking, frankly. This school is a perfectly good school. And so are many of the others that have been either torn down, sold, or decommissioned because these people, these consultants for the school districts come in and say, oh, we got to have this, we got to have that, you can't wire the school for this kind of stuff, blah, 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 blah. Of course you can. You can rewire anything, any house or any school or any building.
But it gets to be a matter of, is the expense worth it? Did you get him?
Yep. Nope. Nope,
no,
he's
I didn't
over
get
here.
Where?
Oh, that's right over there.
What just happened?
Right. He went from the shiny penny mouse and school story to
a fly.
Hi. Right.
Speaking of, do you have one of those tennis racket killers? Because those are the best.
The tennis racket killers?
Yeah, the fly swatters that are electrified.
No, I don't have those.
Those are the coolest things ever. The flies like spin in a circle.
Heather, you better watch out. You get beamed.
I'm a little nervous. Yeah.
What is this? Jennifer, I didn't realize you were that bloodthirsty, actually.
Oh, my God. They're the most awesome things ever.
She's a little weird. You know that, right?
Jennifer?
Oh, yeah. Everybody thinks she's so normal. She's a little freaky.
Jennifer,
yeah.
Do you ever take that out on dates?
My electrified fly swatter? You let date
only
number
if
three.
Lucky.
50 Shades of Horn.
Whoa. All right. Off the wheels.
Woohoo.
Back to Rich in a matter of moments. And I think the focus in terms of our the reality quotient, think about how much money you have in your bank account right now. Think about how much money you have in your wallet
what
right
money
now.
In your bank account?
How much money right. you have left on your charge cards.
What about
if
your
you
job,
have any charge
how financially
left.
Stable
yeah,
you are.
Are you going to be fired on Friday? All of these things, people are right. Do you know that they're, and this is what really amazes me, all this discussion about these side issues that have to do nothing at all with the presidency. How many people have filed? I want to get this. I want to go and ask these candidates at either one of them, if they even know how many bankruptcies have been filed in the past year by Americans. Do you know how many millions of people have filed for bankruptcy in the past year or 2 years? And most of them are filing because of medical problems or because they're behind in their mortgages. That's the only way to keep their house.
Mm-hmm.
If you go if you're foreclosed upon, it takes 3-4 months usually once the foreclosure notice gets out to actually have the sale, depending on what state you're in. If you declare bankruptcy the day before, let's say, which is what a lot of people are doing. I don't know if that's in this book or not that we were talking about earlier. Then it shuts down the process for about 2 years.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. So if you stay in the home and there's some kind of a problem, but I mean, at the end of the 2 years, you better figure out what you're going to do. And maybe a lot of things can change in 2 years. But the backlog in the courts for this stuff is phenomenal. And it's because of sign of
when
the
you're
time.
When you're filing bankruptcy now, though, it's not that you're not forgiven of your debts, correct?
Well, it depends on whether you're Chapter 7, Chapter 11, Chapter
right.
13.
Mm-hmm.
They're all different ways of doing it. Chapter 7, they just take everything from you and they liquidate. Chapter 11, you choose more kind of you plan it out.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 13 is there are people who will tell you what to do. You know, the bank or...
Because there's been recent revisions in bankruptcy law,
well,
right?
Well, didn't they, Jennifer, in California, I saw something this past week where the state now prohibits the banks from foreclosing on anybody's house if they're in direct or indirect discussions about refinancing,
mm-hmm.
anything that has anything to do with keeping them in the home. So you can keep that going for a long time.
You can keep, especially how the way is so hard to refinance right now.
Right.
You can keep it going forever.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so Richie talks about your money in a moment here on Good Day, 17 before the hour.
Jimmy Bones.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating the knees for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store, except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. It was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelite.com.
All right, this is pretty interesting stuff, actually. Rich McFadden, who along with Heather and Jennifer and, Roberta, make up the core of our, our production staff here. All right, so this is not autobiographical, it would appear, right?
Not for me, no.
No.
A friend on Facebook who went to the same high school I did, and she is friends of friends. I didn't know her. She graduated 5 or 6 years behind me. But, you know, all of our high school friends are on Facebook, so we all connect with each other. And she's always been this upbeat, positive, very nice posts and always trying to, you know, be rah-rah. She was a cheerleader in school, so, you know, trying to promote everything. And then, you know, in the last few months, you could kind of tell that she was having some hard times. And she finally posts, I don't know, about 3 or 4 weeks ago. She hasn't been brave enough to tell her story until now, but here's the condensed version. in college, she almost died in a car accident. She was paralyzed, almost paralyzed when she broke her back, flown to shock trauma, and then a body cast for 6 months. She went on to graduate from college and created a successful business in marketing, happily married, has a son. Then she was diagnosed with something called Still's disease, which is an autoimmune disease, which creates joint pain and swelling, so much so that her heart swelled up and she had to have emergency heart surgery to get 25 pounds of fluid taken.
Wow.
Month after the heart surgery, was put on steroids, and that created all kinds of things. She lost her business. They went bankrupt. They were living in their car. So they moved back to California for her husband to try and get some income there. And they were living in a hotel, sometimes only having $10 to their name. And then after 2 years of being off of the steroids from the Still's disease, finds out she's diagnosed with cancer. But she's so determined to beat the odds. And she's going to this health institute in San Diego, but just trying to, you know, family and friends are helping pay for it. And she still says, I want to tell my story. I want other people to be able to have a positive attitude if they're in the same story. And she's passionate about everything. So then this morning she posts on there, on her thing, it's finally happened. She hasn't felt well enough to work. And hasn't been able to work for a long time, getting treatments. They are broke. Broke, broke, broke. Their family has no money. They can't pay their rent. They can't buy dinner. They can't do anything. And I just feel like I want to help. I want to help. How do you help? How do you help somebody like this? She's got a positive attitude. What do you do?
You know, we started last Thursday. Jay Kumar, who's with us every Thursday at this
I've
time.
Introduced her to Jay him to try and be able to help her.
Right. He's big into affirmations, and we sort of all started a little of that. Her affirmation is, I'm ready to be in perfect health, live my passions, and follow my dreams. That would be something any or all of us could use at the beginning of any day, or at any time when you were confronted by things that you think are you're just impossible. It's impossible to overcome stuff. When you hear that story, Richie, they have nothing, nothing, nothing. How do they go on?
But think about it. It makes me think she's got a cute little six-year-old son. Her husband works in the film industry, does editing and production and stuff out in Hollywood. Hey, you just think about how close or what could create something like this. I don't have tons and tons of money to be able to outlast something like this for years. It would totally break me if this happened.
Yep.
And pretty much anybody, unless you're mega rich, this will kill you as far as financially, and it's got to kill your spirit. So how you keep a positive attitude and how you keep going, that's the only thing you've got left, I guess, and you just have to keep it rolling. So anyway, I've sent Heather some of the information. She has her sister's created a fund and a web page where you can put in a bid for this little fire special 9/11 commemorative nutcracker. And for every $5 that you bid for this thing, you can get it buys a ticket.
You know what? You shouldn't have to. You don't get anything in return. You should just send them something that'll.
Well, that's what I wanted to do, and she just doesn't want to take the money. So she says, "Here,
she needs to get
try this little thing, and maybe you'll win the nutcracker." I want to send. If I can buy a week's worth of groceries, anything, whatever it is. So post it all up on the website. Heather has the information, her story, and the link to how you can help. Her name is Michelle, and her son's name is Ryan, and you just want to help.
51 after on Good Day.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
President Obama, Mitt Romney, the verbal volleyball continues on the way to November. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Suggestions from the Obama campaign that Mitt Romney may have committed a crime by misrepresenting his position at Bain Capital. The Romney camp is insisting on an apology. But yesterday, in an interview with Virginia TV station WABY, the president made it clear there will be no apologies.
Mr. Romney claims that he's Mr. Fix-It for the economy because of his business experience. And so I think voters entirely legitimately want to know, well, what exactly was that business experience?
Mitt Romney and his camp have said Romney left his position as president, CEO, chairman, and sole shareholder at Bain Capital in February of 1999 to manage the Olympics in Salt Lake City. But it appears Romney continued to sign documents for the Security and Exchange Commission as CEO and chairman for some time after that. Romney campaign advisor Ed Gillespie, appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, called all of this a non-issue.
It is standard to, while you're on leave, to sign those documents for the SEC. He was still CEO and had shares, but he wasn't responsible for management.
Sounds like we're splitting hairs. On to another topic for the presumptive Republican presidential nominee. Who will Mitt Romney choose as a running mate? Who's on the short list? On CNN's State of the Union, Ed Gillespie talked about when this decision might be made.
He's rightly taking his time and weighing. It's an important decision.
There is speculation there are at least two women on this short list, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and New Hampshire Senator Kelly Ayotte. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a new week on Wall Street. The market finished up on an upbeat note last Friday, which was Friday the 13th, a lucky day for the market. The Dow up 204 points, closing the week at 12,777. S&P with a 22-point gain. NASDAQ up 42. Oil prices also up, just over a dollar a barrel, finishing at $87.10. It's a Monday, so let's check out those prices at the pump.
Fill it up, please.
And those prices, well, depends on who you ask. The AAA gas survey of stations across the country shows we are at $3.39 a gallon on average for regular, up about a penny over the past week, down 12 cents over the past month. But the National Lundberg survey, taken every 2 weeks, shows that we were at $3.41 last Friday. That was down about 6 cents a gallon from 2 weeks earlier. The bottom line, over the past 2 weeks, we have inched up a bit. Weekend business at the box office.
My mother once told me that bad news was just good news in disguise.
Ice Age Continental Drift in 3D, number one, bringing in $46 million in its debut weekend. And finally, a name in the news you probably remember but may not have thought you'd hear of again, at least not for a while. No hints, just try to guess who this is. Listen to the words he spoke on June 16th of 2011.
I'm here today to again apologize for the personal mistakes I have made. So today I'm announcing my resignation from Congress.
That voice, of course, belongs to former New York Congressman Anthony Weiner, who resigned over a year ago in disgrace amid a sordid sexting scandal. Weiner was thought to be a frontrunner in the race for mayor of New York City before the scandal broke, but now there's word Weiner may just be eyeing a run for mayor after all. He apparently still has millions in his campaign war chest. There are some New Yorkers, though, who say they can't imagine voting for Weiner again. Ever.
I mean, I think people get second chances, but he's a little creepy.
And here's another voter who uses the same word to describe Anthony Weiner.
It is creepy. Not as creepy as Spitzer, but...
Wait a minute. Not as creepy as Spitzer, as in former New York State Governor Elliot Spitzer, who resigned years ago in the wake of a prostitution scandal. So let's break out the creepy meter. On a scale of 1 to 10, Anthony Weiner.
I guess an 8.
And Elliot Spitzer?
Maybe a 9.
There you go. We have to keep this guy around to measure political creepiness. Heaven knows we have more than enough creeps to go around. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.